弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，在早晨波饼聚会的末了，主因着他的恩典，把我们带到那敬拜的最高处。
We thank the Lord that at the very end of our table meeting, that He has brought us to the highest pinnacle of worship.
叫我们能够在他的爱里来敬拜他。
That we can worship Him in His love.
叫我们也能够来回应他向着我们的大爱。
So that we can also respond to His great love.
所以啊，也为着啊。主为我这样预备一个开头，叫我能够继续接下来和弟兄姐妹的交通，关于彼此相爱。
And so the Lord has in this way prepared a way for me so that today we can share about loving one another.
请我们先打开圣经，读几处主的话语。
Shall we open up God's word and shall we read several scriptures?
请我们先翻到启示录第三章。
Let's first turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章，我们要读第七到第九节。
Revelation chapter 3, we will read verses 7 through 9.
这是今年我们夏令会的主题经文之一。
This is one of the main passages during our summer conference.
启示录第三章第七节，你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为。你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪、啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦一会的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱了你，爱你了。
Verse 7, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and make them know that I have loved you.
第二处我们要读约翰福音十三章。
And then next, we're going to turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章，我们读三十四、三十五两节。
And we're going to turn to verse 34 and 35.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们？你们也要怎样相爱？你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
请我们再翻到约翰一书第四章。
Shall we next turn to 1 John chapter 4?
约翰一书第四章，我们从第七节读到第十一节。
First John chapter 4, we will read verse 7 through 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
最后我们再读同样约翰一书第三章。
And we'll also read 1 John chapter 3.
我们就读第十八节。
We'll read just verse 18.
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth.
好，让我们一起再低头有一点祷告。
Shall we again bow our heads and pray?
主，我们感谢你，主，我们能够彼此相爱，那是因为你已经先爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you. The only reason why we can love one another is because you have first loved us.
主，当我们每次早晨、主日早晨来到你的面前。
And so, Lord, every Lord's Day when we gather before you.
主，我们来纪念你是如何爱了我们。
We remember how you have loved us.
主，你的爱一次又一次的激励着我们。
And your love, over and over again, it encourages us.
主，愿我们在地上的日子，我们实在是因着你爱的缘故。
So, Lord, we pray that our days on earth may it be because of your love.
主，我们也都能够爱你。
That we would also love you.
我们也能够彼此的相爱。
And that we would also love one another.
就像你怎样爱了我们。
Just as how you have loved us.
我们也应当彼此的相爱。
We also ought to love one another.
今天早晨你继续向我们说话。
So Lord, this morning may you continue to speak to us.
愿你的话语亲自在我们身上成就你所喜悦的旨意。
May your words do that work in us that pleases you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢主在今年夏令会当中向我们说了他宝贵的心意。
We thank the Lord that this year during summer conference, He has spoken to us His precious heart's desire.
彭立兄从启示录第三章让我们看见在神眼中那腓拉铁菲那宝贵的价值。
Our brother Peng, he shared with us, regarding the church in Philadelphia, how they had that very precious value before the Lord.
特别是腓拉铁菲的弟兄姐妹们，他们中间有属灵的实际。
That particularly between the saints in Philadelphia, they had spiritual reality.
他们遵守了主忍耐的道，他们同作主的奴仆。
They have held fast to the word of his name, and they have also, kept his word.
他们没有弃绝主的名，他们乃为主做主的见证人。
They have not denied his name, and they are his witnesses.
我们看见他们也遵守了主的道，他们同作主的门徒。
Because they have kept his word, they are also his disciples.
主的爱成了他们之间的爱。
And so God's love became the love that was between them.
他们同作弟兄，他们在那里彼此相爱。
And so they were all brethren to one another and loved one another.
洪立兄告诉我们，这爱的源头乃是从神而来。
And Brother Peng shared with us that the source of his love is from God.
而神的爱能够流通在他们中间。
And God's love is able to flow among them.
最后显出来的就是那弟兄相爱的见证。
And what was manifested from them was the testimony of brethren loving one another.
所以主对腓拉铁菲教会说，我是已经爱你了。
And so God says to the church in Philadelphia that I have loved you.
而腓拉铁菲教会的弟兄姐妹，他们因为认识了主的爱。
And that because the saints in Philadelphia knew God's love.
他们宝贵主的爱。
And they treasured God's love.
所以他们爱主。
So they loved God.
他们也彼此的相爱。
And so they also loved one another.
我们看见他们也因着有了主的爱。
And because they had the Lord's love.
他们能够遵守主的道。
They were able to keep his word.
他们没有弃绝主的名。
They did not deny his name.
他们与主一同的忍耐。
And they together had his endurance.
并且忍耐到底。
Endured to the very end.
所以在那里主能够得着一个他心意中所满意的一个见证。
And so God was able to gain a testimony that satisfied and pleased him.
他们的见证实在摸着主的心。
And their testimony truly touched the heart of the Lord.
他们彼此的相爱实在是叫主的心感到满意。
Their love for one another truly caused God's heart to be pleased.
虽然我们常常会觉得这样的一个见证似乎是不可能的。
Oftentimes we feel that this type of testimony is impossible.
但感谢主，在这最末了的时候，
主
仍然借着两位弟兄再把他的心意来向我们说明。
That God through our two brothers again spoke His will to us.
这实在是主向着我们的爱。
This is the love of God towards us.
主还给我们有恩典。
God still gives us grace.
叫我们能够在他回来之前
，So that before He returns,
我们还能够有时间让主在我们中间得着他所要得着的。
We still have time and opportunity for God to gain that which He wants to gain from us.
愿早晨我们也都能够回应主的心意。
And so this morning may we all respond to His desire.
说主，愿你真在我们中间能够得着你所要得着那腓拉铁菲教会的见证。
And say, Lord, may you truly gain that testimony that which you had gained among the saints in Philadelphia.
我也特别感谢主，在刚刚波饼的聚会当中，借着弟兄姐妹的祷告。来告诉我们说，我们爱乃是因为神先爱了我们。
And I also thank the Lord that during our table meeting among the saints, we also prayed that we are able to love because God first loved us.
不是我们爱神，乃是因为神 他爱我们。
It's not that we love God, but it is because God loves us.
若不是神爱了我们，我们是不可能彼此相爱的。
If God does not love us, then it is impossible for us to love one another.
你们这就解释了为什么我们过去或许我们非常努力的，我们也非常盼望我们在我们中间能够有弟兄相爱的见证。
This perhaps explains why in the past we have so much desire to have that testimony of loving one another.
但我们却一次一次的失败、失望。
But time after time, we are disappointed and we fail.
原因乃是我们乃是要靠着我们自己来彼此相爱。
The reason is because we're trying to love one another according to ourselves.
愿早晨我们能够先明白这件事。
So if this morning, may we first come to understand
兄姐妹靠着我们自己是不可能彼此相爱
that according to ourselves, it is impossible to love one another.
但感谢赞美主早晨主把我们带回到一个新的起点
But we thank the Lord that this morning, our Lord brings us back to this beginning.
我们能够忘记背后
that we forget what lies behind.
我们能够从我们过去一切的软弱失败里头我们能够重新开始
that we can begin anew out of all of our past weaknesses and failures.
神用他的爱再把我们带回到基督里
and God in his love again brings us into Christ.
叫我们在基督里，我们能够来学习彼此相爱。
So that in Christ we learn how to love one another.
所以约翰一书第四章那里告诉我们说，我们爱乃是因为神先爱了我们。
And so in 1 John chapter 4 tells us that we love because God first loved us.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神是爱的源头。
He is the source of love.
在我们里面，天然人里面是没有这个爱的。
In our natural lives, we do not have this love.
只有在神的里面有这个爱。
Only this love is only in God.
神是。爱的源头。
He is the source of love.
神的爱是没有条件。
And his love is unconditional.
神的爱是没有限量。
It is unlimited.
神的爱是不求回报的。
And his love does not seek out for revenge.
我们知道在世间那最伟大的爱，我想就是母爱。
And I believe that the greatest love on earth is perhaps the mother's love.
早晨在我们中间有许多是做母亲的姐妹们。
Among us are many sisters who are mothers.
我想你们都经历过母爱的滋味。
And I believe that you have all tasted of what it's like to have that mother's love.
有些时候你感觉上这个母亲的爱向着孩子，母亲的爱呢？好像也是没有条件的。
And so perhaps sometimes you may feel that your mother's love is also unconditional.
但我们的那个母亲的爱。真的是百分之百没有条件吗
？But truly, is that mother's love is it 100% unconditional?
有时候我们也觉得这母爱是没有限量的。
And sometimes you feel that the mother's love is also unlimited.
我相信很多母亲都知道我们的爱是有限量的。
But I believe that among the mothers, you know that your love is limited.
母亲的爱是不求回报的。
And we know that the mother's love does not seek revenge.
但是我们母亲的爱向着我们的孩子。是完全不求回报吗
？However, is it entirely so?
所以我们看见，就是在我们人间最伟大的母爱，也没有能够与神的爱能够相比。
And so we know that among men, that our love cannot be compared with God's love.
神的爱是我们没有办法能够测透的。
God's love is unsearchable.
而这个爱，这 agape 的爱。乃是在神生命的本质里头。
And this agape love is in the very nature of God.
就是神与这个爱是不能分开的。
That is to say, God and this love cannot be separated.
神在哪里，哪里就有这个爱。
No matter where God is, that is where that love is.
这是为什么早晨我们一同擘饼纪念主的时候。
That is why as we break bread and we remember Him.
因着神在我们中间。
Because of God's presence among us.
所以我们能够感受到那个爱。
That is why we can taste and feel His love.
我们能够赞美这个爱。
And we can praise Him for His love.
我们能够因着这个爱的激励，我们能够回应主说：“主啊，我们也愿意爱你。”
That through the encouragement of His love, we are able to respond and say, "Lord, we want to love You as well."
所以我们看见神就是爱。
So we see God is love.
整本圣经也启示我们，让我们看见神的爱。
And the entire Bible also reveals to us that God is love.
神起初创造的时候是因着爱。
God created the world because of love.
神爱他的儿子。
God loves His Son.
所以神创造万有，要让他儿子来承受。
And so that is why God created the entire universe so that His Son could have it.
神造人也是因着爱的缘故。
That is also the reason why God created man because of love.
因为神爱他的儿子。
Because God loves His Son.
神造了人要做他儿子永远的伴侣。
And so God has created man to be that bride for His Son.
虽然在神造人之后没有多久，人就犯罪堕落。
And yet not long after creation, we know that man had fallen.
但我们看见神是爱。
And yet we see God is love.
他来寻找人。
God sought out man.
他亲自来为人遮盖人的羞耻。
He himself covered up the shame of man.
他也在那里启示他为人所预备的救赎。
And there he also revealed his redemption for man.
到了新约的时候
，And so in the New Testament,
我们看见神就差他的独生子来到世间。
We see that God sent his only begotten Son to come into the world.
使我们借着他得生。
So that through him we may be born.
我们原本死在罪恶过犯中。
Previously we were dead in our sins and transgressions.
因着神的独生儿子在十字架所成就的救赎。
But through the redemption that was accomplished by his only begotten Son on the cross.
叫我们能够得着一个全新的生命。
Now we can gain an entirely new life.
因他所流的宝血。
Because of his precious blood that was shed.
洗净我们一切的罪过。
Has cleansed us of all our sins and iniquities.
叫我们能够与神和好。
So now we can be reconciled to God.
更借着他的从死里复活。
And even more so through his resurrection.
圣灵重生了我们。
And the Holy Spirit has given us new life.
圣灵把这个爱的生命赐给了我们。
He has given us this life of love.
叫我们里头能够有了神的爱。
So that from within us we can have God's love.
也叫我们能够靠这个爱，我们能够来学习彼此的相爱。
And through this love we learn to love one another.
所以我们看见原本在我们天然生命里头是没有神的爱。
So originally we see that in our natural life we did not have God's love.
所以如果我们想要靠着我们天然生命的努力，难怪我们没有办法能够真实的彼此的相爱。
So if you want to use your natural life and strive to love one another, you cannot.
但感谢神，如今借着圣灵把神的生命赐给了我们。
But we thank the Lord that through the Holy Spirit He has given us His life.
因着这个生命在我们里头。
And because this life is in us.
神的爱就在我们里头。
God's love is in us.
叫我们因着这个爱，我们能够来学习彼此相爱。
And so now through this love we learn to love one another.
就像神爱我们一样。
Just as God has loved us.
正如彭立雄在夏令会当中所说的。
Just as what Brother Peng has said in the summer conference.
神这个 agape 的爱乃是从父到子。
This agape love has come from the Father now to the Son.
然后从子到了我们身上。
And from the Son now to all of us.
然后这个因着这个爱，我们能够彼此的相爱。
And now through this love we can love one another.
所以我们不仅从神领受了他这样的一个爱。
So not only have we received of his love.
叫我们能够有可能能够彼此的相爱。
So now we are able to love one another.
我们还要一直的住在这个爱的里头。
We are also to continually abide in this love.
好像我们能够一直的彼此相爱。
So that we can continue to love one another.
这点非常的重要。
This is a very important point.
因为相信在我们当中蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹。
Because I believe among the saints who have been saved for many years.
我们都曾经经历过弟兄彼此相爱的那个感觉。
We have all tasted and sensed that love between brethren.
但是我们问题在哪里呢？
But where's the problem?
问题是我们不能够一直这样的彼此相爱。
The problem is that we cannot continue in this loving one another.
问题就是在于因为我们离开了这个爱。
The problem is because we have left this love.
我们什么时候离开了主的爱？
Anytime that we have left God's love.
我们什么时候就不能彼此相爱？
And that is the point in time where we cannot love one another.
用我们最熟悉的夫妻关系做例子。
We will use the example of what we're most familiar with in our marital lives.
我们发现当我们夫妻两人都同盟主恩。都重生得救了。
We find that between the spouses, when they are saved by grace,
发现我们曾经啊有过一段美好的时光。
Perhaps in the past there was a time that where it was very beautiful.
就是当这个起初的爱，主起初的爱在里头，来在那里激励我们的时候。
Because there, when God's love was the one that was encouraging us,
我们发现那夫妻彼此相爱啊，是那样的自然。
We find that to love husband and wife, the love between them is so natural.
你不需要咬牙切齿忍耐来爱对方。
You do not need to grit your teeth to try to bear to love one another.
你不需要好像很用力的怎么样才能够来爱对方。
You do not need to strive in your love for one another.
因为主的爱在我们里面。
Because God's love is in us.
我们彼此相爱是那样自自然然。
It is that natural to love one another.
但是好景不长。
But then, as time goes on,
当有什么事情发生的时候，
as something happens,
我们离开了主的爱，
and we have departed from God's love.
你发现就连夫妻彼此之间要彼此的相爱都成为一件非常困难的事情。
You find that now the love between the spouses is a very difficult matter.
主为什么允许我们在夫妻关系上面遭遇到这么多的难处，这么多的问题呢？
So why does God allow us to encounter these problems in our marriages?
主乃是要提醒我们。
Because God wants to remind us.
我们离开了他的爱。
That when we are apart from His love.
我们就不可能彼此相爱。
Then it is we cannot love one another.
我们离开了他的爱。
When we leave His love,
我们就没有彼此相爱的见证。
We do not have the testimony of loving one another.
在启示录第二章那里，主责备以弗所教会。
In Revelation 2, God is rebuking the church of Ephesus.
说他们把起初的爱心离弃了。
Telling them that they have left their first love.
他们虽然还有外面的行为劳碌和忍耐。
Even though they have the outward deeds, toil and perseverance.
他们也为了主的名劳苦。
And they are toiling for the name of the Lord.
可是他们离开了主的爱。
They have left.God's love.
他们不再觉得主的爱宝贵。
They no longer treasure or value God's love.
主就警告他们说，你若不悔改。
And so the Lord tells them that if they do not repent,
我就到你们那里去，把你们灯台从原处挪开。
The Lord says that I'm going to remove your lampstand out of its place.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说主要把这个见证从他们中间挪开。
The Lord is going to remove their testimony from among them.
也就是说，这样子曾经这么认识神最高荣耀旨意的一个教会。
That is to say, the church who originally knew the highest mystery and will of God.
他们不再能够为主做见证。
They can no longer be the testimony for the Lord.
他们外面虽然还有劳苦，还有行为。
Even though outwardly they have deeds and toil.
但主说，你们不再能够为我做见证。
The Lord says, you can no longer be my testimony.
以弗所教会再不能够彰显主荣耀的见证。
The church in Ephesus can no longer be that glorious testimony for the Lord.
我们在这里聚集也是一样。
It is the same for our gathering here today.
弟兄们，如果我们在这里的聚集不能够彰显主荣耀的见证。
In this gathering, if we are unable to testify for the Lord's glory.
我们的见证，我们的聚会就没有什么意义。
Then there is no meaning for our gathering and our meeting.
同时，我们也不能靠着外面的劳苦和行为。
In the same way, we cannot rely upon our outward actions and deeds.
来代替我们里面那向着主的爱。
To replace that love in our hearts toward the Lord.
兄姐妹，当我们礼拜五来参加查经聚会的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as we come and attend Bible study on Friday nights,
我们是不是因着爱慕主的话语，我们来参加礼拜五查经聚会呢？
Do we attend because we love God's word?
还是我们有别的原因？
Or is there any other reason?
就像我们的孩子，
Just like our children.
很多父母亲都知道他们孩子为什么喜欢来教会。
Many parents know the reason why their children like to come to church.
他们有别的所爱。
Because there are other loves.
他们有别的原因。
They have other reasons.
他们来这里能够跟好朋友一起玩。
They want to play with their friends here.
兄姐妹，那我们来到礼拜五查经聚会，我们是不是因着爱慕主的话语呢？
So brothers and sisters, when we come together on Friday nights, do we come because we love God's word?
我们主日早晨早早地来到饼杯的面前。
On Sunday mornings, as we gather early before His table.
我们是为着别的原因呢，还是因着我们里面主的爱的激励？
Are there other reasons for us to come, or is it because we are encouraged by His love?
叫我们等不及的愿意来到面前，把主所当得的感谢赞美来献给他。
That we can't wait to come before His table to give Him the praise and His worship.
弟兄姐妹，我们千万不能够离开主的爱。
Brothers and sisters, we dare not leave His love.
什么时候我们离开了主的爱
？Anytime we have left His love.
我们就不可能彼此相爱。
Then we cannot love one another.
我们就失去了主的见证。
Then we have lost the Lord's testimony.
所以感谢主这样子来提醒我们，在夏令会的借着夏令会的信息来提醒我们。
And so we thank the Lord for this reminder through the summer conference.
那我们如何能够一直的住在主的爱里呢
？So how do we continue to love one another?
约翰福音十五章，主告诉我们。
In John 15, it tells us.
主说，枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，就不能结果子。
If the branches are not abiding in the vine, then it cannot bear fruit.
他说，你们若不藏在我的里面。也是这样。
And it is the same if you do not abide in me.
刚刚张弟兄提到这首诗歌里面其中的一个图画，就是枝子和葡萄树的一个图画。
Our brother just reminded us in the hymn that we sang that there's an illustration of the branches in the vine.
就你们也能够想象，葡萄树的枝子如果离开了这个葡萄树。
If you can imagine, brothers and sisters, these branches which have been separated from the vine.
它还能结果子吗
？How can it bear fruit?
如果它结出了果子，你敢吃吗
？If it does bear fruit, do you dare eat it?
那不是生命
，It's not life.
那是腐烂
，It's rotten.
就前面我们看见枝子不能离开葡萄树。
And so we see, brothers and sisters, these branches cannot leave the vine.
枝子离开了葡萄树，它自己不能结果子。
Once the branches have left the vine, by itself, it cannot bear fruit.
就前面如果我们离开了主的爱
，And so brothers and sisters, if we have departed from the Lord's love,
靠着我们自己是不可能彼此相爱。
According to ourselves, we cannot love one another.
所以主说，你们若不藏在我的里面也是这样。
And the Lord says it is the same way if we do not abide in Him.
啊，姐妹，英文的翻译很好，中文讲到藏在主的里面，也就是住在主的里面。
In Chinese, it has the connotation that we are hiding in Him. It means we are to abide or to live in Him.
主接着说， 你若遵守我的命令
And so the Lord says, if you obey my commands,
就常在我的爱里
You are abiding in my love.
也就是说我们如果遵守主的命令
That is to say, if we obey his commandments,
我们就能够住在主的爱里
Then we are able to abide in his love.
我们若一直遵守主的命令
If we constantly obey his commands,
我们就一直的住在主的爱
Then we are constantly abiding in his love.
弟兄姐妹这里主给我们指明一条路
And so here, brothers and sisters, the Lord tells us a
way. 当我们遵守主的命令
When you obey his commands,
我们就住在在主的爱里
you are abiding in his love.
说这样你们就多结果
And in this way, you bear much fruit.
这个果子其中一个最重要的、最明显的就是爱的果子
And one of the most apparent fruit of, that comes out is the fruit of love.
也就是说我们就能够彼此的相爱
That is to say, we are now able to love one another.
所以在我们的生活当中
So in our daily lives,
当主对我们有什么命令
When the Lord has any command for you,
当主在我们身上有什么要求
When the Lord has any requirement of you,
弟兄姐妹我们就要顺服
Brothers and sisters, we need to obey.
就像在约翰一书第二章所说的
Just as what it says in 1 John chapter 2,
在凡事都有圣灵恩膏的教训来教导我们
That we, at all times we have the teaching of the anointing leading us
我们如何能够在生活当中一直的来顺服主的命令呢
How are we able to always obey his commands
这是我们在凡事上顺从恩膏的教训
That is in all times that you are to follow the teaching of the anointing
这是我们在我们生活当中非常啊、许多微小的事情
In the many small matters of our daily life
感谢主没有人能够在旁边在我们旁边一直在那里教导我们
We thank the Lord There isn't someone who's constantly standing next to us teaching us
但感谢神他将圣灵保惠师赐给了我们
We thank the Lord He has given us the Holy Spirit the helper
住在我们里面
who lives abides in us
他永远不离开
He never leaves us
为什么他永远不离开呢
Why is it that he never leaves
我们这个人这么不可爱
Because we're so not adorable
圣灵怎么能够忍受永远不离开我们
How can the Holy Spirit dare to constantly never leave us?
但是因着神的爱
It is because of God's love.
因着神爱我们的大爱
Because of the God's great love.
圣灵愿意委屈地住在我们里面
The Holy Spirit is willing to bear living in us.
一直住在我们里面
To constantly abide in us.
虽然我们常常消灭圣灵的感动
Even though oftentimes we quench the moving of the Spirit.
虽然我们常常不顺服圣灵
And oftentimes we disobey the Spirit.
但是圣灵愿意在里头
But the Spirit is willing to abide in us.
一直在里头
Constantly in us.
忍耐我们
Enduring with us.
教导我们
teaching us
在凡事上来引导我们
in all things leading us
当我们愿意顺服恩膏的教训
so when we are willing to obey the teaching of the anointing
我们就能够住在主的爱里
then we're able to abide in the Lord
这样我们就能够切实的彼此相爱
then we are able to love one another
在切实在彼此相爱的实行上面、找有包括许多的方面
In truly loving one another It encompasses many different aspects
早晨因着时间的关系我只能从三方面和弟兄姐妹有一点交通
And so this morning because of time I'm only going to share upon three different aspects
我们知道我们彼此相爱我们第一要学习的就是要爱弟兄
So we know the very first lesson that we need to learn is love our brothers
那我们爱弟兄的话我们怎么爱弟兄呢
So how do we love our brethren?
从消极方面先说
So we're going to speak first from the more negative aspect
不是从最基本的功课先说
I'm going to speak from the most basic lesson.
你要爱弟兄呢，就是不要恨弟兄。
To love your brother means don't hate your brother.
这很简单，是不是
It's very easy, isn't it?
那姐妹，你有没有不恨弟兄
？Brothers and sisters, do you not hate your brothers?
我们很多时候觉得说，哎呀，我虽然不爱弟兄
，Even sometimes we say, even though I don't love my brother,
但是我也不至于恨弟兄嘛。
But at the same time, I'm not hating my brother either.
今天早晨在我们当中有没有弟兄姐妹你心里面你知道你自己是恨弟兄的
Brothers and sisters among you in your hearts are there any who know that you are hating your brother from your heart
希望是没有
I hope there aren't any
但是我们是不是我们不恨弟兄我们觉得就我们以为就爱弟兄了吗
But because we do not hate we think oh then that must mean that I love
可能我们觉得我们不恨
We feel that since we don't hate
但圣经告诉我们
But the Bible tells us
我们若不饶恕弟兄就是恨弟兄。
If you do not forgive your brother, then you are not loving him.
我们若不从心里面饶恕我们的弟兄，就是恨他。
If you have not forgiven from your heart, then you are hating him.
弟兄姐妹，我们再想一想。
So think again.
还有没有哪一位弟兄姐妹是我们没有从心里面饶恕的
？Are there any brothers or sisters from your heart that you have not forgiven them?
我怎么知道我有没有从心里饶恕呢
？How do I know if I have truly forgiven from my heart?
比方说你晚上做梦会不会想到会不会梦到这个会不会做噩梦
Let's say for example at night when you sleep do you have nightmares?
你还记得这个弟兄在十年前如何伤了你
Do you remember still 10 years ago how that brother had offended you?
或者你想到这个弟兄呢，你里面就没有平安。
Or as soon as you think about that brother, that you have no more peace.
或是你来到聚会当中。
Or you come into the meeting.
你看到弟兄从东面来。
And you see your brother coming from the east.
你赶快想从西面赶快有没有路可以逃走。
And you want to quickly run out from the west.
如果你看到这位弟兄坐在左边。
Or you see your brother sitting on the left-hand side.
你就看到了你就。坐到远远的另外一边。
And then you see that, so you go and sit on the far end of the room.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要圣灵在里头来光照我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need the light of the Lord to shine in us.
我们是不是没有从心里面饶恕得罪过我们的弟兄？
Have we sinned against, or have we truly forgiven our brothers from our heart?
如果有的话，
If yes,
我们就是恨弟兄。
Then if you haven't, then you are hating your brother.
我们就落在黑暗里。
Then you are in darkness.
我们就不能在光明中与神有相交。
Then you cannot have fellowship with God in light.
这里我们看见，不要，我们要爱弟兄的第一件事情就是。不要恨弟兄，要从心里面饶恕他。
So the very first point in loving our brothers and sisters is that we need to forgive from the heart. We are not to hate our brothers.
在夏令会当中，彭弟兄提到了亚拿尼亚为扫罗按手祷告。
During the summer conference, Brother Pang he shared about how Ananias laid his hands on Paul or Saul to pray for him.
对亚拿尼亚而言
，To Ananias，
在当时他知道。这位扫罗是逼迫基督徒的。
At that time, Ananias knew that Saul was one who was persecuting the Christians.
或许扫罗曾经逼迫过亚拿尼亚。
It is possible that Saul had persecuted Ananias.
或许这个扫罗他曾经逼迫亚拿尼亚所爱的亲人。
And it's very possible that Saul was persecuting the loved ones of Ananias.
但当扫罗因着在大马士的路上遇见了主。
But when Saul met the Lord on his road to Damascus,
他外面的眼睛瞎了。
His outward eyes were blinded.
他里面的眼睛开了。
And his inward eyes opened.
他认识到原本他所逼迫的主耶稣就是那位荣耀的主。
And then he came to know that he was persecuting the glorious Lord.
在这个时候，主告诉亚拿尼亚说：“你去找。”
And so the Lord told Ananias at that time, go and find Saul.
找到了以后，为他按手祷告。
And after you find him, lay your hands on him and pray for him.
让他眼睛能够被得开。
So that his eyes can be opened.
弟兄姐妹，如果你是亚拿尼亚。
So brothers and sisters, if you are Ananias,
你愿意吗？
Would you be willing?
你愿意去找那曾经伤害过你的人吗？
Would you be willing to go seek out the person who is harming you?
你愿意去为那曾经伤害过你的弟兄或姐妹？为他按手祷告吗？
Would you be willing to seek out the person who has sinned against you and lay your hands on them and pray?
你愿意对那曾经伤害过你的人对他说？
Are you willing to go and say to the person who had offended you in the past?
兄弟扫罗。
Say, brother Saul.
弟兄姐妹，这是不恨弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, that is to not hate.
这是从心里饶恕弟兄。
That is to forgive from the heart.
这是爱弟兄。
This is to love your brother.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们在这点上，我们能够有一个真实的学习。
So we hope, brothers and sisters, we can have a true learning.
如果主今天让你想起有哪一位弟兄姐妹曾经伤害过你。
And so today, if the Lord allows you to remember any brother or sister that has sinned or offended against you.
但是你还没有。从心里面饶恕他。
And you have not yet forgiven from your heart.
愿主的爱早晨激励你。
May the love of the Lord constrain you today.
让你能够从心里面饶恕那伤害过你的弟兄或姐妹。
So that you can forgive that brother or sister from your heart.
我们感谢主在夏令会回来之后。
We thank the Lord that after we return from the summer conference.
我们听见苏弟兄公开的向郑弟兄道歉。
We heard our brother publicly ask for forgiveness from his brother.
因为苏弟兄在夏令会当中曾经在分组交通聚会了以后。的当中，可能在言语上伤害了郑弟兄。
Because Brother Su, during it is possible that during the discussion time, through what he said, he had offended the other brother.
我们感谢主，当圣灵光照苏弟兄的时候，他能够向他所得罪的郑弟兄来认错。
And so Brother Su, through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, he confessed and repented before the other brother.
那郑弟兄的反应应该怎么样呢
？And so what is other brothers? What is his response?
你们觉得应该怎么样
？What do you think his response ought to be？
郑弟兄应该从心里面饶恕苏弟兄。
Our brother ought to forgive from his heart。
是不是
？Isn't that so？
我相信我们郑弟兄已经这么做了。
I believe that our brother has already done that。
他从心里面饶恕苏弟兄。
That from his heart he has already forgiven his brother。
这就是爱弟兄的第一步。
This is the first step of loving one another。
那我们怎么知道我们是不是从心里面饶恕了？得罪我们的弟兄呢
？So how do we know if we have truly forgiven from our heart the other person？
如果郑弟兄他愿意走恶里路的话
，And so if the brother who is offended, if he walks the way of evil，
他还能够主动的
再去和苏弟兄坐下来一起安宴交通
Can he voluntarily go and sit down and share a meal, have fellowship with the brother?
能够再进一步的来认识那彼此相爱的功课
And take that extra step to learn the lesson of loving one another.
弟兄姐妹，这是爱弟兄的第一步
Brothers and sisters, this is the very first step of loving one another.
我们从心里饶恕得罪我们的弟兄或姐妹
That you forgive from your heart the brother or sister that has sinned and offended against you.
然后能够在主的爱里，我们能够踏出第二步
And then the second step is that you, and then there is the second step.
我们能够去爱我们的弟兄姐妹
That we are able to go and love our brother and sister.
我们找机会能够和那得罪过我们的弟兄姐妹能够有交通
That you find an opportunity to go and have fellowship with a saint.
这样就更加好
And that is even better.
好，那我们看见亚拿尼亚，他就遵照了主的命令
And so we see Ananias, he obeyed the commandment of the Lord.
他不仅去
Not only did he go,
他去找扫罗
he went and sought out Saul.
找这位曾经逼迫他的人
and sought out the person who persecuted him.
找到了以后
after he found him,
他为他按手
he laid his hand on him.
为他祷告
and prayed for him.
他称他为在主里亲爱的弟兄
and called him his dear brother in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是弟兄相爱的见证
This is a testimony, brothers and sisters, of loving one another.
第一个学习就是不要恨弟兄，要从心里面饶恕我们的弟兄
So the very first lesson is not to hate our brother, but to forgive from the heart.
第二方面，爱弟兄的另一方面的学习，乃是表现在恒久忍耐我们的弟兄。
And so the second step or second lesson of loving one another is that we are to be patient with one another.
这个经文是我们非常熟悉，在哥林多前书第十三章讲到爱的真谛、爱的内容里头的第一件事。
And so this is a passage that we're all very familiar with in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The very first aspect of love is that love is patient.
就是爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
That love is patient and love is kind.
这恒久忍耐的原文的意思乃是长久受苦。
And the original meaning of this patience is that it is full of long suffering.
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么爱弟兄呢
？So brothers and sisters, how do you love your brother?
要为弟兄长久受苦。
You are to suffer long for your brother.
这不是只是为着做妻子的姐妹说的。
That's not just spoken to the wives.
这是为着我们每一个基督徒说的。
This is spoken to every Christian.
因为我们无论是男的弟兄、女的弟兄，当我们爱弟兄的时候呢，我们要为弟兄长久受苦。
Whether you are a male brethren or a female brethren, you are to bear and suffer long for your brethren.
我们就用我们的身体做一个比方。
Let me use our body as an example.
我们看见我们的舌头是身体的一个肢体。
We see that our tongue is a member of our body.
我们的牙齿也是身体里面的一个另一个肢体。
We see our teeth is also another member of our body.
当然这个牙齿比较多。
And of course we have more teeth.
所以我们发现我们每天啊，为了这个身体的好处呢，我们都要吃东西。
And so for the benefit of our body, every day we need to eat.
当我们吃东西的时候
，And while we're eating,
特别是吃到好吃的东西的时候
，Particularly something that is very good.
牙齿不小心就把舌头给咬了。
Accidentally, the teeth will bite the tongue.
舌头被牙齿咬痛不痛
？Once the teeth bite the tongue, does the tongue hurt?
当然痛
Of course it hurts.
有时候还痛了好几天
And then it might hurt several days after.
那舌头会不会说你这样子咬我
And will the tongue say, since you have bitten me,
叫我这么痛
And cause me so much pain,
叫我受苦
And you cause me to suffer,
那我罢工我不吃饭了
Now I'm no longer going to eat.
不会的
No.
无论是牙齿或是舌头
Whether it's the teeth or the tongue,
为着这个身体
For the sake of the body,
虽然舌头被牙齿咬了
even though the tongue has been bitten by the teeth,
它虽然受苦了
even though it has endured pain, even though it hurts,
但是还要吃东西
it will still continue to eat.
舌头会不会对牙齿说
will the tongue now say to the teeth,
好，你这样子咬我
since you have now bitten me,
叫我受苦
and caused me pain,
好，我就忍耐七次
now I'm going to endure only seven times.
如果你再咬我第八次
if you bite me the eighth time,
我就不干了
I'm going to quit.
我就要脱离这个身体。
I'm now going to depart from the body.
会不会呢
？Will it say that?
不会的。
No.
舌头虽然在那里一天被咬七次
，Even if in one day the tongue is bitten seven times，
还是得要吃东西。
It's still going to eat.
因为它是身体里面的一个肢体。
Because it is a member of the body.
为了这个身体的益处。
For the benefit of the body.
舌头在那里就必须要长久的受苦。
The tongue will continue to suffer long.
有一次，彼得对主耶稣说
：“One time, Peter said to the Lord Jesus,
主说我的弟兄得罪我
，My brother has offended and sinned against me.
我弟兄伤害我
，My brother has hurt me.
我弟兄叫我受苦
，And my brother has caused me pain.
我原谅他七次可不可以
？Is it okay that I forgive him seven times?
对彼得来说
，To Peter,
他觉得七次他已经很伟大了。
He felt that he was already pretty great for forgiving seven times.
事不过三。” ancestor, the Chinese ancestor, 说事不过三，就他顶多忍耐三次。
There's an old Chinese saying that he will endure at least three times.
所以彼得的忍耐度量啊，是比我们老祖先大一点。
And so Peter's capacity is a little bit better than the Chinese.
他说弟兄得罪我七次，我都原谅他，可不可以
？Is it okay that I just forgive my brother seven times?
他想心里想啊，他这么说呢。肯定主耶稣要表扬他一下。
He said he thought to himself that if he says this, perhaps the Lord is going to praise him.
Good, Peter. 彼得很好。
He says, "Good job, Peter."
做得好。
You've done well.
哎呀，你这个忍耐七次，这不得了。
You've endured seven times. That's pretty good.
那主怎么说呢
？What did the Lord say?
主却告诉彼得说
，The Lord said to Peter,
不是到七次
，It's not just seven times.
乃是要到七十个七次
，But it's 70 times seven times.
主的意思是什么呢
？What does the Lord mean?
主是不是对彼得说，好，你要忍耐490次，你就可以不原谅了
？Is does the Lord mean that? Okay, now you need to endure 490 times and then it's enough?
不是的
，No.
主说七十个七次的意思，乃是你要无限让。无限量的饶恕。
The Lord was meaning through what He said that you are to forgive your brother unlimited number of times.
我不知道当时彼得听到主耶稣这么说哈，他脑袋里面想什么。
I don't know what Peter was thinking when the Lord said this.
但我想我能够知道弟兄姐妹你们脑袋想什么。
I perhaps may know what you brothers and sisters what you're thinking.
我想我们都要说这是不可能。
That we're all thinking this is impossible.
有哪一个人认为自己能够忍受？别人伤害你490次。
Who can think that they can endure pain and suffering 490 times?
靠着我们天然生命，我们都要说这是不可能。
According to our natural life, we say it's impossible.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
靠着主的生命。
According to the Lord's life.
这完全的饶恕乃是自自然然。
This unlimited forgiveness is natural.
因为神的爱就在基督里。
Because God's love is in Christ.
神如何饶恕了我们？
How God has forgiven us.
神要我们如何的彼此饶恕
？God also wants us to forgive one another.
绝对不是七次的问题。
So it's not a matter of seven times.
不是七十个七次的问题。
Or 77 times.
而是在于我们是在哪个爱的里头
？But which love are you in?
若是我们住在基督的爱里
，If you are in Christ's love，
我们就能够完全的饶恕。
Then you can forgive unlimited and completely.
所以这个秘诀就在于。不再是我
，And so the secret is in no longer I，
乃是基督
，But Christ。
靠着我的话
，According to me，
七次顶多了
，Seven times is pretty good。
靠着基督的话
，According to Christ，
不要说七十个七次
，Not to mention 77
s 就是再多的得罪，我们都能够饶恕。
The more offense, the more forgiveness that there is。
所以我们看见，因为在基督的爱里是自自然然的能够饶恕我们的弟兄。
Because we see that in Christ we can naturally forgive our brothers.
而今天我们就是在基督里怎么样，在基督的身体里头同为肢体。
And today in Christ we see that we are members of one another.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们知道主要得着一个他身体的见证。
And we know, brothers and sisters, that today the Lord wants to gain a testimony of the body.
这个身体不是在我们天然生命里头来建造的。
This body is not built up with our natural life.
这个身体只能在基督里面来建造。
This body can only be built up in Christ.
只有靠着基督的爱。
Only according to Christ's love.
基督的身体才可能被联络在一起。
Can his body be united and built up together?
才可能被建造在一起。
Can be built together.
我们才有可能。切实的彼此的相爱。
And that in only in that way can we truly love one another.
弟兄姐妹，当我们再回到刚刚所说的例子里头。
And so brothers and sisters, in the illustration we just gave.
当我们在聚会里头有某一位弟兄、某一位姐妹常常得罪我们。
In a meeting, if there is a brother or a sister who's constantly offending or sinning against us.
叫你一想到他，里面就没有平安，就没有喜乐。
That as soon as you think of them, that you have no more peace and joy in your heart.
叫你在聚会中一看到他，你就没有办法开口来感谢赞美主。
That as soon as you see that person, you cannot open up your mouth to praise God.
弟兄们，如果在这样一个难处里头怎么办呢
？If you are in that difficulty, what do you do?
你在那里那样子的受苦。
And in that condition, you are suffering.
受苦许久。
And you are suffering long.
你对主说：“主啊，我真是愿意感谢赞美你。”
And you want to say to the Lord, "I truly want to thank and praise you."
但是我一看到这个弟兄、这个姐妹
，But as soon as I see that brother, that sister,
但是我一想到这个弟兄、这个姐妹
，As soon as I think of that brother,
我就没有办法来开口赞美你。
I cannot open my mouth to praise you.
那我们是不是可以祷告说
？How then can you pray?
我们说主啊，求你把这个弟兄这个姐妹赶快挪开。
Lord, quickly take that person away.
你让他找个新工作。
Let them find a new job.
让他赶快搬走。
Let them quickly move away.
哎呀，那我就可以开口赞美你。
Then, Lord, I'm going to open up my mouth and praise you.
那我就没有难处。
Then I don't have a problem anymore.
有姐妹不是的。
Brothers and sisters, no.
主把允许这样的环境在我们周围。
Perhaps the Lord has allowed you that environment.
主要是要我们学习彼此相爱的功课。
So that you can learn the lesson of loving one another.
那我们怎么学习呢？
How do we learn?
我们要向主祷告说。
We pray to the Lord and say.
主感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
把这样一个弟兄，这样一个姐妹摆在我的周围。
For placing such a brother or such a sister in our midst.
虽然因着某种原因，他叫我长久受苦。
Even though for this particular reason causes me to suffer long.
虽然我一次一次跟他非常亲切的打招呼，他都不理睬我。
Even though so many times I very kindly greet them, but they ignore me.
但主啊，求你不要把他挪开。
But Lord, please don't take that person away.
主，求你用你更多的爱来充满我。
Lord, fill me more with your love.
主，求你加增你的爱在我的里面。
May your love that is within me.
叫我能够从心里饶恕我们的弟兄。
Allow me to forgive my brother.
叫我能够长久为着我们弟兄。在那里受苦
so that I could suffer long for my brother.
叫我因着主的爱能够在那里来爱我们的弟兄
so that through the love of our Lord we would love our brother.
弟兄姐妹，这是主在我们中间所要做的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord wants to do in our midst.
从前我们觉得要爱这个弟兄、爱这个姐妹是不可能的。
In the past, we felt to love this brother or that sister is impossible.
的确，靠着我们自己是不可能。
Yes, according to ourselves, it is impossible.
但今天主的话叫我们明白。
But the Lord's word tells us so that we can understand today.
不再是我。
That it is no longer I.
乃是基督。
But it is Christ.
不再是靠着我天然的爱来努力。
It is no longer with my natural love that I'm striving.
而是因着基督的爱在我里面。
But through the love of Christ within me.
叫我自自然然的能够愿意为我的弟兄长久受苦。
Allows me to naturally and be willing to suffer long for my brother.
姐妹，这是爱弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, this is to love your brother.
哎呀，我们听这两点，我们觉得太消极了。
We listen to these two points, we find it so negative.
但是如果我们能够在这两点消极的上面能够来学习爱弟兄的话
，But in these two aspects, if you are able to learn to love your brother,
弟兄姐妹，我们已经非常爱我们的弟兄。
Then you already truly love your brother.
不要以为这是基本的。
Don't think that just because this is very basic.
很多时候我们就在基本的事上我们失败了。
Oftentimes we fail in that which is most basic.
我们不能够切实彼此相爱。
Therefore, we cannot love one another.
好，那最后一点要讲到积极方面。
So lastly, we're going to speak a little more positively.
约翰一书第三章告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 3, it tells us.
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语。和舌头上。
Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue.
总要在行为和诚实上。
But in deed and truth.
彭立兄在夏令会当中提醒我们。
Brother Peng, he reminded us during the summer conference.
爱弟兄，我们要抓住机会。
That to love our brethren, we need to grab a hold of the opportunity.
我们要坐在弟兄姐妹身上。
We need to do this in our brother and sister.
不是坐在弟兄姐妹身上。
Not sit on top of them.
就是我们要把那个爱啊坐在弟兄姐妹身上。
That we are to work out this love in our brothers and sisters.
这是今天神还量给我们的机会。
This is the opportunity that God still gives to us today.
当有一天如果弟兄姐妹离开了我们。
If our brothers and sisters depart from us.
我们就没有机会。
Then we have lost the opportunity.
这个礼拜我们听到有两位亲爱的老姐妹主接他们回天家。
This past week, we have heard the news that two elderly sisters have been taken back to their heavenly home.
当然，他们到主那里去是好的无比。
Of course, there is nothing better than for them to return to the Lord.
但弟兄姐妹，我们就失去了那个爱我们姐妹的机会。
And now we have lost the opportunity to love our sisters.
那感谢主，我们也听到弟兄姐妹。在彼此相爱的上面有美好的见证。
But we thank the Lord that among brothers and sisters we have heard many testimonies of how we love one another.
在这里我们就必须要好好的来受主的话语的提醒，说我们要抓住机会来彼此的相爱。
And so here we need to be reminded from God's word that yes, we need to grab a hold of the opportunity to love one another.
因为我们常常有一个毛病。
Because oftentimes we have this problem.
我们常常啊对神说，神啊，我爱你，我爱你。
We say to the Lord, Lord, we love you, we love you.
可是在我们日常生活当中
，But in our daily lives,
我们却不常遵守主的命令。
We often do not obey His commands.
我们常常在口头上说我们爱主。
Oftentimes with our mouth, we say to the Lord, Lord, I love you.
但在我们具体行动上呢
But what about in our true actions?
我们不遵守主的命令。
In our tangible actions, we do not obey His commands.
这样我们能说我们是爱主吗？
Then can you say you love Him?
我们岂不是只是在言语和舌头上爱主？
Aren't we only loving Him with our speech?
我们的行为和诚实在哪里呢？
Where is our deeds and our truth?
所以我们在爱弟兄姐妹的上面也是这个样子。
It is the same way when we love our brothers and sisters.
我们常常把爱弟兄姐妹挂在嘴边。
Oftentimes we say we love our brothers and sisters.
我们有各种各式各样不同的说法，说我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
We have different ways of saying that we love one another.
但是如果我们没有在行为诚实上爱弟兄姐妹的话，我们深爱我们的弟兄姐妹吗？
If you have not loved your brothers and sisters in action, deeds, and truth, do you truly love them?
有些时候我们以为我们做一些事情能够表达我们的爱。
Sometimes we think that if we do certain actions or things, then we can display our love.
我们再回到我们用我们和神之间的关系做例子。
So now let's go back to the illustration of our relationship with the Lord.
刚刚说到说我们嘴巴说我们爱神。
Let's just say that previously we say with our mouth we love the Lord.
如果我们没有在生活当中来遵行神的命令，
But in our daily lives, if we do not obey His commands,
我们就不能说我们爱神。
Then we cannot say that we love God.
或许我们不服，我们要这么说。
Or perhaps we may say,
我说我们不是每天读主的话吗？
Don't I read God's word every day?
我也常常祷告啊。
And I pray often.
至少每天三次吃饭我都祷告。
At least three times before meals.
那每个礼拜我也都按时聚会。
And every week I go to the meeting on time.
我在聚会中我也有一些的服事。
And in the meetings I have some services.
难道这样子不是爱神吗？
Isn't this loving God?
在撒母耳记上，撒母耳对扫罗王这么说。
In 1 Samuel, the prophet Samuel says to King Saul.
我们知道扫罗王他是一个属肉体的人。
We know that King Saul, he is a man of the flesh.
他在那里呢，撒母耳就责备扫罗王说，
Is there Samuel rebukes King Saul saying,
说耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？
Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
听命胜于献祭。
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And to heed than the fat of rams.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说扫罗王好像说他可以把一些好的东西要献给神。
It means that Saul, he thinks that if he gives some good things to God,
换作今天我们的话说，
or if we translated today's words,
我们为神做这个，为神做那个，
I do this and I do that for God,
岂不就是爱神吗？
Isn't that loving God?
但主的话却说，
But God's word tells us,
听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
如果我们不听从主的命令，
If we do not obey His commands,
如果我们不遵守主的命令，
If we do not hold fast to His commands,
不管我们有再多的行为，
No matter how many more actions and deeds you have,
再多的奉献，
No matter how much more sacrifice
you give, 不管我们为主做再多的事情，
No matter how much more you do for the Lord,
都不能够讨神的喜悦。
It does not please the Lord.
因为听命胜于献祭。
Because to obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
It is better to heed than the fat of rams.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果爱神，
So brothers and sisters, if you love God,
我们就必遵守神的命令。
You will obey His commands.
我们如果爱我们的弟兄姐妹，
If we love our brothers and sisters,
我们就一定在行为和诚实上来爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Then indeed, in your actions, you will love your brothers and sisters.
有些时候在生活当中，圣灵提醒我们，
Sometimes in your daily life, if the Spirit reminds you,
提醒我们，叫我们想起了某一位弟兄、某一位姐妹。
We remember a particular brother or a sister.
圣灵感动我们，打个电话关心一下我们弟兄姐妹。
And the Spirit moves you to make a phone call to ensure that you care.
有没有这样的经历呢？
Have you ever had that experience?
我相信都有。
I believe we all have.
那我们的反应是如何呢？
What is our response?
想了一下。
We think about it.
哎呀，还有好多事。
Oh, I still have so much to do.
明天再打好了。
I'm going to call tomorrow.
到了明天呢？
And then once it's tomorrow,
事情更多。
Oh, I have more stuff to do.
然后等周末再打好了。
I'm going to wait till the weekend.
岂知到了周末，
And now that it's the weekend,
孩子的事情更多。
Now the children have much to do.
那下礼拜再打好了。
I'll call next week.
然后就忘记了。
And then we forget.
我们没有顺从圣灵的感动。
We have not obeyed the moving of the Spirit.
有的时候圣灵提醒我们，叫我们想起某一位弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes the Spirit will remind you, and you remember a brother or sister.
好久没有来聚会了。
They haven't come to the meeting for a long time.
哎呀，我们里面实在是想到说，的确，这位弟兄姐妹好久没有来聚会。
And you think to yourself, yes, it's been so long since I've seen that brother or sister.
我们应该打电话关心一下。
I ought to make a phone call and see.
或是我们应该去看望一下。
Or perhaps I should go and visit them.
就我们又因着这个事情。
And so because of this matter.
刚刚讲到很忙。
We just said we're so busy.
还有另外一个难处。
There's another problem now.
就是我们害羞。
Is that we're shy.
哎呀，我拿电话讲什么呢
？Now that I pick up the phone, what am I going to say?
想一想。
I'm going to think about it.
虽然里头啊，的确是有感动。
Yes, even though you have the moving in your heart.
心里面也愿意。
And in your heart, you are willing.
但是想一想，哎呦，这不知道讲什么话。
And then you think about it, you say, well, I'm not quite sure what to say.
好像无话可讲。
And as if you have no words to say.
算了，我本来就这么害羞的一个人。
Well, I'm going to give up since I'm already such a shy person.
让别的弟兄姐妹去关心他。
I'm going to allow somebody else to care for that person.
结果我们又消灭圣灵的感动。
And then again, you quench the moving of the Spirit.
我们又没有按着主的命令来爱我们的弟兄。
You have not loved your brother according to the command of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们天然人是如何？我们都不一样。
This is our natural life. We are all so different.
刚弟兄说了，那个葡萄树的枝子长得都不一样。
Our brother has just said that the branches on that vine, they're all different.
我们每一个蒙恩的基督徒也都不一样。
All of us Christians saved by grace, we're all so different.
但那不能成为我们的理由。
But it cannot be our excuse.
那不能成为我们的借口。
It cannot be our excuse.
说我天生就是比较害羞。
Or our reason that just naturally I'm a shy person.
我就是比较不会关心弟兄姐妹。
I don't know how to care for my brothers and sisters.
我不知道怎么跟弟兄姐妹讲话。
I don't know how to talk to people.
弟兄姐妹，不要让这个成为我们的拦阻。
Don't allow this to be a hindrance.
我说一个好笑的事。
I'm going to tell you something.
Kind of funny.
One time, my entire family, after we were eating, we were speaking to one another.
说到一个话题的时候呢，我就告诉我的妻子和孩子说。
On a particular topic, I said to my wife and children,
我说我是天生害羞的人。
That naturally I'm a very shy person.
我是一个很内向的人。
I'm an introvert.
都讲完以后，他们大家都那个哈哈大笑。
After I said this, everybody began to laugh.
他们觉得说我在说笑话。
They thought that I was telling a joke.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我天生的确是一个害羞内向的人。
Naturally, I am a shy and introverted person.
但当我蒙恩得救以后
，But after I was saved by grace，
因着主的爱在我里头
，Because of the love of the Lord within me，
因着圣灵在我里头
，Because the Spirit is within me，
做更新变化的工作
，And doing that transforming work in me，
叫我今天变成一个人。
Allows me to be a man.
连我妻子孩子都不相信我是一个害羞的人。
To the point where my wife and children don't believe that I'm an introvert.
基本上我还是一个害羞的人。
But yet I am still an introvert and a shy person.
不太知道怎么拿起电话打电话。
So I still really don't know how to pick up a phone and make a phone call.
常常还是觉得拿起电话来不知道说什么。
Oftentimes I find myself I don't know what to say when I'm on the phone.
我愿意靠着主的恩典和弟兄姐妹一同的学习。
But I'm willing, according to the grace of God, to learn together with brothers and sisters.
愿主的爱，愿主加增他的爱在我们里面。
May His love increase in me.
叫我们愿意把我们自己天然是怎么样的都放下。
So that we would be willing, no matter who or what we are in our natural selves, we'd be willing to put it down.
弟兄姐妹，我们在主的面前真是。祷告主说：“主啊，你的爱更多的充满我。”
That we would pray before the Lord and say, Lord, fill me more with your love.
叫我的天然不拦阻了你的工作。
So that my natural life will not hinder your work.
叫我的天然不拦阻了你的爱。
So that my natural life will not hinder your love.
以至于我不能爱我的弟兄姐妹。
So that I can truly love my brother and sister.
愿意在接下来这个礼拜里头。
We hope that in the following week.
不管你天生是外向内向。
Whether you are an extrovert or introvert.
不管你拿起电话是。会讲不会讲
whether or not you know what to say when you pick up a phone
因为我们都能够学习拿起电话来
May we all learn how to pick up a phone
我们当圣灵感动我们的时候
When the Spirit moves you
我们能够拿起电话
That you would pick up the phone
打给我们的弟兄
That we would call our brother
关心我们的姐妹
That we would care for our sister
因为我们从第一步开始
Because we need to learn from the very first step
好叫我们能够学习切实的彼此相爱
，so that we could truly learn how to love one another.
当然，我最后再补充一点非常重要的事。
And of course, I do need to say one more thing that's very important.
我们知道，我们爱不能够只是在在嘴巴上。
We know that in our love, it cannot be just merely on our mouth.
我们知道，我们爱要在行为和诚实上。
It cannot be just in our speech, but it must be in deeds and truth.
但是，我们看见这些实际的具体的行动。它不过是一个工具。
And yet we know that these tangible actions is only an instrument.
工具是很重要。
The instrument is important.
但是这个工具就像一个管道一样。
But this instrument is like a channel.
管道本身里面是没有东西的。
Originally the channel had nothing in it.
但是管道里面所流通的是什么？ 这是更重要的。
What flows through that channel is much more important.
我们都知道，我们乃是神爱的管道。
We know that we are all channels for God's love.
今天我们实在是需要让神的爱能够通过我们，能够临到弟兄姐妹身上。
Today we need God's love to flow through us to come upon our brothers and sisters.
只知道我们看见，一方面我们要像枝子住在葡萄树上一样。
On one hand, we see that we are like that branch. We are upon the vine.
好像我们能够从真葡萄树，从主自己得着那爱的供应。
We abide in the vine so that we could receive that provision directly from our Lord.
因着主的爱常常充满我们
，Because His love constantly fills us，
借着我们这个管道
，Through this channel that we are，
这管道是要能够伸出去的管道
，This is a channel that is able to reach out，
我们能够把神的爱能够流入到弟兄姐妹的身上
，So that this love can flow through us to go into brothers and sisters。
是当弟兄姐当圣灵感动我们的时候
，And so when the Spirit moves you，
好，我们要关心要爱一个弟兄姐妹
，And you need to care and love for brothers and sisters， and you pray for them。
我们甚至于找另外的弟兄姐妹一同准备要去看望我们的弟兄姐妹。
And let's say that you find another brother and sister， and you together you go and visit them。
或者我们把弟兄姐妹请到家里头来
，Or you invite them to come into your home。
我们不是要跟他说道理。
It's not that you are going to give logic to them.
我们不是要告诉他说这个对那个错。
And you tell them this is right, that is wrong.
应该这样做，不要那样做。
You should do this and don't do that.
姐妹不是的。
No, brothers and sisters.
我们乃是要把什么供应给弟兄姐妹呢
？What do you provide to your brothers and sisters?
我们乃是要把主的爱供应给弟兄姐妹。
You provide God's love to them.
我们要把主的生命流露在弟兄姐妹身上。
You allow God's life to flow into them.
我们让主那新鲜的爱和生命能够借着我们这样的关怀，能够临到弟兄姐妹身上。
You allow that fresh life.Life and love to flow into them.
就是我们弟兄刚刚所说的
Just as our brother said,
为我们的弟兄姐妹洗脚
This is how you wash the feet of your brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个最伟大的服事
This is a great service.
这是一件最崇高的服事
This is the greatest service on high.
这是主在他上十字架之前给门徒们。的一个最后的命令。
This is the last commandment that the Lord gave to his disciples before he went up on the cross.
我是你们的夫子。
That I am your master. I am your Lord.
尚且为你们洗脚。
And now I bend down to wash your feet.
你们也当彼此的洗脚。
You also ought to wash one another's feet.
弟兄姐妹翻译得很好。我们要为弟兄姐妹洗脚的时候。
When we wash one another's feet.
我们不能站着洗。
We cannot stand and wash.
我们必须要。低下来洗。
You need to bend down to wash.
弟兄姐妹，那是一个在服事当中最低的位置。
This is the lowest position in service.
在主却让我们看见这个服事却是在爱里面最崇高的一个服事。
But we see in God that in love, this is the highest form of service.
当我们在行动上去关心弟兄姐妹的时候
，So in action, as we move to love our brothers and sisters.
高高在上的来关心弟兄姐妹。
It's not that you're caring for one another from on high.
我们不是在那里，好像在教导弟兄姐妹。
And it's not that you are there teaching your brothers and sisters.
我们乃是效法我们主的榜样。
But we are merely copying our
Lord's
example. 我们必须
脱去我们的外衣。
You take off your outer garments.
我们放下自己的尊荣。
And you put down your own pride.
放下自己的身份。
Put down your own position.
放下自己的地位。
Put down you are.
放下自己的理由。
And put down your own excuses and reasons.
我们束上带子。
Gird yourself.
我们乃是像一个卑微的奴仆。
And like a very lowly servant.
像希伯来那爱的奴隶。
Just like that.God's servant of love.
我们来为我们弟兄姐妹洗脚。
You are willing to wash the feet of your brothers and
sisters. 这样的洗脚才能够叫主的爱能够流到弟兄姐妹身上。
And in that way, God's love can flow into your brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，他亲自为我们做了这样一个宝贵的榜样。
And we thank the Lord. Our Lord Himself has been this example for us.
他为我们洗脚。
He washed our feet.
他虽是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
他却像一个奴隶来为你我洗脚。
And yet, like a bond servant, He has washed our feet.
他说。我向你们所行的，你们明白吗
？And he said to us, "What I have done, do you understand?"
他要我们也效法他如此行。
He wants us to also copy, imitate him, and do likewise.
他要我们也像一个希伯来爱的奴隶一样。
To be just like that Hebrew bond slave of love.
因着爱的激励。
Through the motivation of love.
我们愿意站在一个最卑微的地位上。
We're willing to stand on the lowest position.
来为我们弟兄姐妹洗脚。
And be willing to wash the feet of our brothers and sisters.
爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
To love our brothers and sisters.
然后主对门徒说。
And then the Lord said to the disciples.
你们若彼此相爱。
If you love one another.
人就认出你们是我的门徒。
People will know that you are truly my disciples.
姐妹，这就是 菲拉铁菲的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this was a testimony of Philadelphia.
这就是我们彼此相爱的见证。
This is a testimony of loving one another.
愿主的爱早晨再次激励我们。
May the love of our God again encourage us.
愿我们愿意，叫我们愿意效法他的榜样。
So that we would be willing to imitate his example.
让我们学习，愿意从心里面饶恕得罪我们的弟兄或姐妹。
That from our heart we would forgive the brother and sister who has sinned against us.
叫我们虽然因着弟兄姐妹长时间叫我们受苦。
Even though our brother and sister causes us to suffer long.
我们愿意靠着主的爱。
That according to God's love, we'll be willing to be patient. And according to God's love, we would suffer long. And also because of the encouragement of His love, we'll be willing to love our brother not merely in speech and in tongue. But we would love our brethren in deed and truth.
爱我们的姐妹。
And love our sisters.
我们愿意站在一个卑微的地位上。
We'd be willing to stand on a very lowly position.
用主的爱。
With the Lord's love.
用主的生命。
With His life.
来为我们弟兄姐妹洗脚。
Be willing to wash the feet of our brothers and sisters.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord Himself bless His words.
让我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
我们心何等感谢赞美你
Lord, we truly thank and praise you.
主，愿你先爱了我们
Because you have first loved us.
然后你才要我们彼此相爱
And now you desire for us to love one another.
主，我们实在知道离了你我们就不能彼此相爱
Lord, we know that apart from you, we cannot love one another.
主，早晨愿你在借你的话语再来激励我们
And so we ask you again this morning with your word encourage us.
主，叫我们能够在生活中遵守你的命令
So that in our daily lives, we would obey your commands.
叫我们能够一直住在你的爱里
So that we would constantly abide in your love.
好像我们爱弟兄没有虚假
So that we would not be hypocrites in our love for our brothers and sisters.
叫我们能够切实的
But that we would truly love our brothers and sisters. May you gain the testimony of Philadelphia among us. May your love among us. Allow us to love one another. So that people, when they come among us, can see that we are truly your disciples. That we belong to you. Because you have first loved us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.